Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, April 2nd. The Extreme Risk Protection Order Bill, also known as the Red Flag Bill, is heading to Governor Jared Polis for a signature. As KVNF's Scott Franz reports, the House gave its final approval Monday morning.
Starting next year, police will be able to temporarily take guns away from people who pose a threat to themselves or others. Representative Tom Sullivan's son, Alex, was murdered in the Aurora Theater shooting. Sullivan says the new law will prevent future tragedies.
Our core issue is to save lives and make people's lives, you know, better. And this law will do that.
But some sheriffs are saying they won't enforce it, and several counties are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries in response to the proposal. Democratic House Majority Leader Alec Garnett says the bill's critics aren't coming to him with better ideas.
I think that this is very common sense legislation. I believe it's supported by a huge majority of Coloradans.
More than a dozen other states have enacted similar laws. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
In a follow-up to that story, the ERPO bill, or Red Flag Bill, was one of the contentious bills that citizens wanted to talk about at last Saturday's town hall meeting in Hotchkiss. For more on that story, we'll hear from Jody Peterson of KVNF News.
On March 30th, District 5 State Senator Carrie Donovan and District 61 State Representative Julie McCluskey held a town hall meeting in Hotchkiss. Dozens of citizens came to hear a presentation on the National Popular Vote Compact, which KVNF discussed in Monday morning's newscast. Senator Donovan addressed a group of people who gathered around after the presentation to air their concerns. Many were worried about the Red Flag Bill, which is now awaiting Governor Polis's signature. Colorado joins 14 other states with similar bipartisan Extreme Risk Protection Order, or ERPO, laws, including California, Oregon, and Washington. But some citizens at the meeting said that they believed that the law could result in guns being taken from a person just because someone made a phone call to complain about that person. Here's Senator Donovan talking to citizens.
This is a hard issue. I'm a gun owner.
The problem is it doesn't have any protections for people that are being targeted by someone that has bad intentions. There's no purview by medical physicians.
Or the judiciary.
It denies your due process.
So they have to sign a sworn affidavit to start the ERPO process.
By phone.
This is a big misconception on the law. You can't do it by phone. You have to sign an affidavit. And that can be, you can then be prosecuted under perjury if that affidavit is false. And whoever is the person that has had the ERPO put against them will have a lawyer paid for by the state to defend them.
Listeners also asked Donovan about a related concern, mental health problems and suicide rates in rural counties. They wanted to know if the state legislature would be doing anything to address those issues. The current state budget proposal does include more than $15 million to help reduce wait times for court-ordered mental health evaluations, and it also includes a little over $5 million for additional beds and staff at the Colorado Mental Health Institute in Pueblo, which serves patients from all over Colorado.
One of the big problems that we still need to solve that I am really getting frustrated down there is we don't have mental health beds in rural areas.
Finally, citizens wanted to hear about what the state was doing to fund improvements in transportation. Colorado has a backlog of about $9 billion in road construction and infrastructure needs, according to the Department of Transportation. Senator Donovan and other legislators have tried to increase transportation funding in the budget.
We passed an amendment for $106 million onto the budget that puts it close to, I think, a $300 million investment in transportation. I don't think that amendment's going to stick on. I think we'll lose that $106 out of the budget.
So no money for transportation, basically?
There will be some, but it's still not enough.
This is Jody Peterson reporting for KVNF.
A meeting in Greeley this weekend will be part of a national discussion that is meant to bridge the growing divide between people who can't agree to disagree. Eric Gladys has the story.
Three in four Americans believe that the growing tendency to distrust, dislike, even despise those who see the world differently has reached a crisis level, a situation described by some as a soft civil war. That's according to organizers of the National Week of Conversation, an effort to bring people of all political stripes together to talk it out. The group Better Angels is hosting a workshop Saturday in Greeley designed to give people skills to maintain important relationships with friends, family members, coworkers, even when you disagree. Denise Davis is the group's regional coordinator.
We make it clear that the goal of effective conversation is not to change people's minds, but rather to understand other positions better and to identify common ground.
Davis says one tip is to listen closely enough to another person's point of view to be able to accurately paraphrase their position. She says too often the focus is on thinking of a good counterargument to win a debate. Another key skill is to ask how a person came to hold their beliefs, which Davis says can humanize people we view as opponents and break down stereotypes. Davis says disagreement isn't always a bad thing, and healthy debate frequently produces the best ideas for resolving problems. She says another key is rooting out the core values behind people's positions. Davis says most people who attend these workshops from all sides of the political divide are surprised to discover that they share many common goals, including good education, safe communities, and good health care.
It may not be that we will agree on the different policies that will get us there, but we will be able to start those essential conversations where we're comparing thoughts and ideas and ultimately solving problems.
This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally, from Capitol coverage, a bill that aims to dramatically lower the state's greenhouse gas emissions is scheduled for its first hearing this week at the state capitol. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Democrats say climate change is a major threat to the state's economy, air quality, and public health. They warn snowpack is shrinking and floods are becoming more severe. The Climate Action Plan would encourage a state board to adopt regulations that will lower greenhouse gas emissions to what they were 14 years ago. Similar proposals have been blocked by Republican lawmakers in recent years. A separate proposal working its way through the legislature would direct the Air Quality Control Commission to gather emissions data and create a forecasting system. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, April 2nd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.